I'm delighted to say joining me on the line is, for, I will call him a Cork City legend, current Galway United manager, John Caulfield. John, welcome to the Airways of Highland Radio.
Thanks, Karen.
John, we're here this Sunday afternoon, a number of weeks out from the commencement of the return of the League of Ireland. At this particular stage, how satisfied are you from a Galway United point of view, opposed to other seasons?
Look, we've been back 2 or 3 weeks at this stage. Obviously, with the early start, the Premier Division is the 6th of February, so it's the earliest it ever has been. So we've had a lot of player turnover. A number of players, has been 12 of last year's squad that have moved on. And so we've been doing a lot of recruiting in the last couple of months. So, yeah, very much, you know, some old faces, but a lot of new faces in at the moment, and trying to get the team to gel. So it's still early days. We still have 5 weeks to go in pre-season. So hopefully over the next 3 or 4 weeks that we'll shape up and, you know, sort of make sure we're a strong team. But, you know, the Premier Division is a tough league, and, you know, every game is no easy game. So it's, you know, you need to be ready from the start. And so we've a lot of work to do.
In terms of this part of the season, how much does John Caulfield enjoy this part of the season? We know you're no stranger to the league. You're with Galway now since 2020, and indeed you're with Cork City before that. Do you enjoy this part of the season, John?
I think this has been the first time that at Galway that we've had such a high turnover. You know, generally over the last number of years, we've been building a squad, and with a strong squad, and you'd always add, Kieran, maybe, you know, 3-4 players max, you know, but we're bringing in, you know, the best part of, you know, 11-12 players. So from that point of view, there's a lot of recruitment going on, and a lot of decision making. So it's probably you know, a pre-season, you know, probably in a long, long time, barring my first season with Cork City, where we've had such a big turnover. So, yeah, that in itself is a challenge, you know, how players will fit in. You know, we've some young players come up through our academy as well who have been exposed to first-team football. So, you know, it's different than the other years where we had probably a settled team. So, from that point of view, you don't have the pressure of the matches in terms of the matches every week, but at the same time, you know, you know it's very important over the next 4 or 5 weeks to make sure you have a competitive team.
I can't continue this interview, John, without mentioning the man himself, the late great Ollie Horgan. He was your assistant manager at Terryland Park for a number of seasons. Take me back to the start, John. How first did you get to meet the Salt Hill native?
Yeah, funny enough, Kieran, myself and Ollie went back a long time because we were both in amateur football or non-league football. You know, obviously, Ollie was with Fannett for a long, long time, and I was in Cork with a team called Avondale. And I suppose that was the first time we came across each other on a reasonably regular basis. Avondale played Fannett a number of times and did to meet a cup. You know, I met him at a few coaching courses. And then, I suppose, the time when we best got to know each other was when we started doing our pro licence together. Ollie was manager of Finn Harps, I was manager of Cork. That was at the start of 2014. And we spent really 2.5 years doing that course, you know, being at conferences, travelling abroad to foreign clubs. And I suppose that was the real time when we became close to each other. And, you know, obviously, we all know what Ollie did with St. Harps and, you know, how the achievements he had under very difficult situations. And, you know, he was a great man for the underdog and pulling out shock results and keeping St. Harps in the first division. And obviously, at the time, I was in Cork at that time, you know, so we came across each other as well, you know, with Harps and Cork. And then, you know, I suppose when, you know, his tenure at Harps was finished, and obviously I was up in Galway for a couple of years, you know, I asked him, would he get involved? And, you know, because I knew, you know, how crucial he would be for me to get him involved, because with his knowledge, not only in the coaching field, but in recruitment. And I suppose that's the greatest loss at the moment, this time of year, caring for me, because Ollie was always a great man to find 3 or 4 players. And certainly, you know, I could have certainly done with them over the last couple of months. But, you know, that's where it really happened. And then, obviously, for the last three seasons, she was with Galway United.
Yeah, and John, we see now, and Donegal Sports Star Awards, a great, great organisation. Galway's no different. Huge news coming this week from the Galway Sports Star Awards that both Ollie and his late brother Martin both recognising that. So that speaks volumes, John.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think, you know, two different characters, and even though they were brothers, they were different type of people, but their passion was for football. And, you know, Martin's passion, you know, they were both teachers. But Martin, you know, was in amateur football with Oran Mór. You could say he was the driving person behind that club with their new Astro and their new grounds. And he was the guy who was out fundraising, collecting and driving that on. You know, Ollie was more high profile because obviously, you know, he was at Twin Harps and then he came to Galway. So, you know, two great football men. It's just hard to imagine that, you know, in the one family, they both went so quick at such a young age. You know, and that's the greatest loss. But, you know, two tremendous people.
Yeah, a huge loss indeed, as you say. This time of season, Ollie, you'd always be reading articles or indeed interviews, and playing all down was one of his biggest strengths. John, just going back to your playing days briefly, top goal scorer in the League of Ireland on both occasions in the early 1990s with Cork City, but it was late 90s that I remember you playing in Finn Park for Cork City. Do you have any memories of the Finn Park faithful, or do you have any memories of playing in Donegal for Cork City against the Harps?
Yeah, I suppose it's funny, Kieran, that I came into the league in 1986, and it'll just tell you how long Finn Harps were out of the league or out of the top division. You know, in 86, I started my career. It was 99 before we played Finn Harps in a league match in the Premier Division. You know, so it shows you, that's why I think the achievements of Ollie, you know, in years later as manager, for keeping the Harps so much in the Premier Division, because Harps had been throughout most of my career in the First Division. So, you know, my early recalling going up playing Harps, you know, we played up there probably maybe three or four times as a player, was, you know, the real passionate support of Ballybuffet and the crowd, the Harps crowd, you know, but obviously the ground, you know, an old ground, but the banter and the crack from the supporters because they're on top of the pitch. And, you know, but certainly every time we went up there, every game was always close and competitive, because I suppose, you know, everyone knows the Ballybuffet pitch, and that time we were in the old season, winter football, and you know, it was the conditions were always reasonably heavy, but certainly the support, you know, you could always see was perhaps any time they had a decent team or got a run the cup, you know, the tremendous support they had. And you know, that's my memories, probably more so as a manager, because I was up there a lot more as a manager. But certainly from playing point of view, I had been out more. I think actually Harps knocked Cork out of the cup in 99.
Yeah, Charlie McGeever.
In a replay match in Ballybuffet. Charlie was manager. I think, I'm not sure, was it Donal O'Brien scored, but Harps beat Cork 1-0. It was a bit of a surprise at the time, because people, Cork were strong. Cork had won the cup in 98. And I remember we lost 1-0, and unfortunately for Harps, they lost the final.
Yeah, remembered well that semi-final victory over Galway United. Jonathan speaking, Donal O'Brien of the goals, Easter Sunday 1999. John, in terms of your former club Cork City, this time last year, everybody was predicting Dundalk to win the First Division. That happened. Would you agree with me this season, Cork City is certainly the team to beat in the second tier?
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose from my own point of view, you know, it's disappointing, you know, to see Cork in the First Division, you know, a massive club, massive support. You look at, they've been three times in the First Division in the last 6 years for a club that had never been in the First Division, bar when they got liquidated in 2009. So in their football career, you know, in the football career, season they hadn't from 84. So, you know, to be three times in the First Division is a lot for a club like that. So, you know, hopefully they'll come straight back up. Certainly, yeah, they are the team to beat. You know, they are full-time, bigger budget than a lot of the other teams. But still, I do think, Kieran, it won't be as straightforward as, you know, I think everyone assumed Dundalk would win would win last year, and they did, and right from the start they were on top. But I just don't think Cork will have as easy a run that everyone is saying, because, you know, there's been a lot of investment gone into Athlone, a lot of investment gone into Kerry. You'll still have the teams like Bray, Harps, Cove, you know, who are all strong clubs. Treaty are always a dark horse, a dangerous team, and of course your UCD as well. So I don't think it'll be as straightforward as people think, but obviously Cork would be, you know, big favourites.
John, I could talk League of Ireland all day, but one final more question for you. I know you're very busy with Galway United. What's your thoughts on the third tier? You did mention your time of Avondale. There's three teams from Donegal going to be part of the third tier. Did you pay much attention to it? And we know it's only very early days yet. What is your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I suppose, Kieran, I'm being honest with you, I'm trying to find the logic in it. You know, certainly the structure of having a third league. For me personally, I've been, I suppose, speaking from my view, you know, over the last couple of years, and I felt that expanding the first division, expanding the Premier Division, might be a better way to go. Encouraging teams to go into the first division, you know, at a slower pace. You know, maybe introducing Mayo and Carlow Kilkenny, a couple of teams like that that were looking to go in for a few years. It's hard to, when you look at it at the moment, the cost to have three junior teams out of Letterkenny, or out of Donegal, I mean, two in Letterkenny, to have two junior teams out of Galway. You've no Munster Senior League team from Cork, bar UCC, who are a college team. You have no Leinster Senior League team out of Dublin, bar Lucan, who wanted to go into the League of Ireland for the last 3 or 4 years themselves anyway. So no team from Limerick, no team from Kilkenny. So, you know, the principle of having a third division was good. But when you look at the geography of the league, it doesn't seem like to have five clubs between Galway and Letterkenny. None of the big clubs out of Cork and Dublin or Limerick. It's a bit of a mismatch, and the worry I have is that it will end up like the old A-League, the old under-21 league that was there, last for 1 or 2 years, and teams will just go back to basics because financially, it's not the football side of it, Kieran, for me, it's the financial side of it. How are teams going to have every second week travel on buses, meals? How are they going to fundraise for that? Because, you know, a lot of these clubs are all very strong amateur, lots of schoolboy teams within their club, and how it's going to be funded. And we all know League of Ireland, it's hard to fund in the best clubs. So I'm just a bit sceptical. I'm not sure it's the right way to have gone. But look, at the moment, that's what the plan is. And let's wait and see when it gets started, how many clubs will be there. But certainly the geography of the break of the clubs doesn't look right, and certainly I'm not as optimistic as some people are.
John Caulfield, interesting views there. As I said to you, we could talk soccer all day long. A huge thanks from your busy time, taking time out to join us. Highly Radio Sunday Sport. John, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kieran.